CRTV Afternoon Edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Jockey, in our top stories. Breaking socioeconomic and cultural barriers to the education of young girls in Cameroon is the intent of government and her development partners, who have launched a project to donate 3,000 packs of didactic materials to vulnerable school-going females in 800 primary and secondary schools in the country's three northern regions challenged by a wide academic gender gap. The beneficial use of artificial intelligence for the growth and development of African cinema is in the fore as experts converge on Yaoundé for a series of activities to promote the Ekanua Festival. In sports, players of Cameroon's intermediate football team have opened camp ahead of their qualifying games for the 2025 African Nations Championship in December. And those were top stories. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. Hundreds of young girls drawn from primary and secondary schools in the far north, and Adamawa regions will benefit from an operation that seeks to assist the vulnerable gain access to education and opportunities to develop their skills. They shall receive didactic materials within the framework of a project known as Sahel Women's Empowerment and Demographic Dividend, SWED. This is the fruit of cooperation ties between Cameroon and the World Bank, and it was launched this morning in Gashiga. Non-governmental organizations and non-profit making associations in Cameroon have been told to forward their financial statements and reports of their activities to the Ministry of Territorial Administration in accordance with the law. Minister Paul Atanganji emphasized the point in Yaoundé today while opening a workshop on the activities of NGOs and associations that focused on fighting terrorism and money laundering. About 100 police officers are learning new strategies to maintain law and order in a two-week refresher course in Yaoundé run by the government of Spain. It was opened by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangele, in the presence of Spain's ambassador to Cameroon, Ignacio Garcia Lumbreras. Maritime transport stakeholders in the country are being educated on insurance and compensation procedures at a five-day workshop that began today in Yaoundé. It has been organized by the Cameroon National Shippers Council and the International Maritime Organization under the supervision of the Ministry of Transport. Students of the Advanced School of Mass Communication, ASMAC, in Yaoundé have been encouraged to make use of information and communication technologies so as to be competitive in today's media landscape. During the school's weekly assembly this morning, the resident representative of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, IAI Cameroon, Armand Claude Abanda, told them that mastering ICTs is essential for professional success. A committee of experts from the Interstate School of Veterinary Sciences and Medicine of Dakar are in Yaoundé evaluating the institution's activities for the past academic year with the view to making recommendations toward improving on its function in this academic year. During the three-day meeting, the experts will work out strategies to step up the teaching and learning experience as well as the quality of education offered by the School for Veterinary Trainees. The two-day Ekanua International Colloquium opens today at the CRTV Broadcasting House with focus on African artistic and cinematographic creativity in the face of artificial intelligence. Professionals in the domain will be examining the impact of AI on cinematographic creations and ways it can be used to benefit the world of cinema. Simultaneously, jury members of the Ekanua are meeting at the festival village in the courtyard of the National Museum to begin screening the over 130 films selected to compete in this year's edition of the film festival. In sports, the head coach of the Intermediate Lions, So Simplice, has summoned 30 local players for the first campaign ahead of their 2025 African Nations Championship qualifiers against the Central African Republic. They include 3 goalkeepers, 10 defenders, 8 midfielders and 9 attackers, and they will train from this Monday to the 1st of November in preparation ahead of the double confrontation against the Central African Republic in December for a ticket to the 2025 Shan that will be co-hosted by Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. 100 police officers are being drilled on maintaining law and order at the National Advanced Police School in Yaoundé. The training offered by the government of Spain was officially launched by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bach-Gangeli, in the presence of the Ambassador of Spain to Cameroon, Ignacio Garcia Lumbreras, today. Ngu Henry reports.
Maintaining peace and security in Cameroon is one of the basic tasks assigned to the General Delegation for National Security. The 100 police officers are taking part in the refresher course on maintaining law and order in the country offered by the government of Spain. To the ambassador of Spain to Cameroon, the objective of the training, which is unfolding at the Advanced Police School in Yaoundé, is to create a favorable environment for a modern police force capable of facing challenges of the time and the promotion of social cohesion and national economic growth. His Excellency Ignacio Garcia Lumbreras says the trainers from Spain will carry out a similar exercise in November. The Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangili, expressed gratitude to the Spanish government for their constant support for close to a decade in the domains of terrorism, cyber criminality, and illegal migration. He reminded the participants that the General Delegation for National Security is resolutely determined to move towards a regular quest for efficiency in the services it renders, improving on discipline, the respect of professional ethics, the consolidation and development of partnership between the police and the population.
Non-governmental organizations and non-profit-making associations in Cameroon have been told to avoid any sources of financing suspected of having links with terrorism and money laundering. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, was speaking in Yaoundé today while opening a workshop grouping representatives of NGOs and associations. In the report that follows, Political Desk editor Albert Njiembonde says the regulation of the activities is crucial within the context of preserving peace and social cohesion.
The neutrality, impartiality and objectivity of NGOs and other associations operating in Cameroon have on a number of occasions been found wanting, especially in the northwest and southwest regions facing acts of terrorism from separatists. In other regions, these associations, some with sources of financing from abroad, do not report their activities nor financial statements to the administration as mandated by the law.
I'm Fomi Eugene, representing Cameroon International. In Cameroon, for now, we've not faced any difficulty because the sources of our funding is very clear and the way we use the funding is also very clear, and we don't actually give direct assistance to individuals. So we've not been facing that difficulty of having to maybe finance activities that can be considered as illegal. We actually provide medication for hospitals that actually deal with HIV patients and malaria, and also collect data on food insecurity.
I am Ngangjo Mamalamia, the High Commissioner for the Central African Subregion of the International Human Rights Commission. NGOs are really there instead to direct certain activities and see that things move well in particular areas. So about the financing of terrorism, I think those are things that normally NGOs are not really supposed to do.
Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji therefore used the occasion to chart a new way forward, what he calls a path of collaboration, and urge associations and NGOs not to see the administration as an opponent but as a partner, with a clarion call to work for the collective good of Cameroonians and the development of Cameroon. To ensure this, they must channel their annual report of activities to see who does what, where, when and how, and who gets what financing from where and for what purpose. A transparency needed to ensure that activities of NGOs and associations are void of any links to the promotion of terrorism and money laundering.
Albert Njembonde, who now proposes an excerpt of Minister Paula Tanganji, reiterating the importance of collaboration between NGOs and the administration to deter suspicions of criminal activity.
It's important for you to know that there's an administration, and if there's anything that you have to do or you have difficulties, you have to come back to the administration. Go back to the local administrative authorities who will give you the right information. You should not receive any amount of money that you cannot justify. If your budget or your obligations or whatever you are doing on the field, you have sent official document and any official document stipulating the amount of money you have to use every year, you should not receive more than that amount of money. You should not receive money that you cannot account for. It creates suspicion.
Self-Territory Administration, Paul Atanganji. Members of the Committee of Experts of the Interstate School of Veterinary Sciences and Medicine of Dakar have converged on Yaoundé ahead of the 53rd board meeting of the institution scheduled for Thursday, October the 24th, 2024. Opening the meeting this Monday in Yaoundé, the Secretary General in the Ministry of Higher Education, Professor Wilfred Gapsa, called on the experts to use their intellectual capacity and creativity to envisage strategies that will enhance the performance of the institution. Colette Jani reports.
The meeting brought together veterinary experts and delegations of the Ministries of Higher Education from Benin, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, Congo, Gabon, Mauritania, Niger, Central African Republic, Rwanda, Senegal, Chad, Togo, and Mali, who will for 3 days be deliberating on the vital role digitization plays in veterinary training by enhancing the learning experience and improving the quality of education offered by the Interstate School of Veterinary Sciences and Medicine, EESMV, situated in Dakar, Senegal. Speaking during the gathering, the Director General, Professor Yalas Yambad, reiterated the fact that the digital transformation of the school will go a long way to increase veterinary intelligence and capacity, as well as clinic management and patient monitoring in the region, opening the forum under the theme Digital Transformation for the Training of Veterinary Experts at EESMV, Challenges and Opportunities to Improve Access to Clinical Learning. The Secretary General at the Ministry of Higher Education, Professor Wilfred Gapsa, called on the participants to make recommendations that will improve the quality of education provided by the school, a prominent institution dedicated to enhancing veterinary education and research in the region. The meeting will culminate with the 53rd Board of Directors meeting of the school slated for Thursday, October 24, 2024.
We've seen education where the resident representative of EIE Cameroon, Armand Claude Abanda, has visited the Advanced School of Mass Communication, ASMAC, where he highlighted the importance of mastering ICTs for professional success. Addressing the students during their weekly assembly, Armand Claude Abanda encouraged them to fully integrate these digital tools into their academic and career pursuits. Rita Yosembom was there, she reports.
Le monde digital qui s'annonce n'attendra pas les retardataires.
The call for a digitally literate future rang out loud and clear at the Advanced School of Mass Communication, ASMAC, in Yaoundé this morning, where Armand Claude Abanda, resident representative of EIE Cameroon, delivered a powerful message emphasizing the indispensable role of information and communication technologies in today's media world. His words, backed by the presence of ASMAC's director, Professor François Marc Mojom, set the tone for an event focused on empowering students to thrive in a digital age.
Digitalization is very important for that school, and ICT training must have a great part in the formation of students.
The highlight of the event was the testimonies of two exceptional students, Sandra Twambo Fenwi and Jean-Boris Meufo, who recently returned from a training program in Bordeaux, France.
Tuombo Sandra. While in Bordeaux, I learned a lot on investigative reporting. So there are certain difficulties that I'll be able to overcome in the profession.
For ASMAC, this event has reinforced its mission to prepare its students for the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Minutes after 3 p.m. You're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. Young girls in 800 primary and secondary schools in the three northern regions of Cameroon have received didactic materials within the framework of the Sahel Women's Empowerment and Demographic Dividend Project, abbreviated SWED. The donation, which is fruit of cooperation between the government of Cameroon and the World Bank, took place this morning in Gashiga under the chairmanship of the governor of the North Region, Jean Abatéidi. We have details with Maimouna Njoya of CRTV North.
A recent report from the Sahel Women's Empowerment and Demographic Dividend Project, dubbed SWED, reveals that 10% of young girls in the rural parts of the far north, North and Adamawa regions of Cameroon drop out of school either because of financial or marital reasons. In order to reverse the situation and enhance the education of young girls, a consignment of 30,000 didactic kits have been donated with, more interestingly, school bags with solar panels and rechargeable batteries to enable pupils and students learn even in the advent of blackouts. The donation, which has been made possible thanks to the government and the World Bank, has been hailed. The presiding governor, Jean Abatéidi, seized the opportunity to send a warning to perpetrators of robbery and abductions in Gashiga, reaffirming that they will not be allowed to provoke chaos in a context where youth and especially young girls are expected to pursue their studies without fear or constraints. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Njoya for CRTV News.
In the far north region of Cameroon, the education of the girl child faces challenges as poverty, early marriages and deeply rooted traditions continue to hinder their access to schooling. While efforts to promote education are underway, these sociocultural barriers leave many young girls with limited opportunities, perpetuating a cycle of inequality and missed potential. Faith Ngwang reports.
Caught in the trap of poverty, early marriages and entrenched tradition, the girl child's education in the far north still looks like a game of chess to date, as many prioritize immediate survival over long-term investments like education. Prudence sacrificed her dream of education for a lure of love.
I'm a victim of violence. In 2021, I'm pregnant. He say he will marry me. He say he loves me, but it's not true.
Early marriages compound the issue as girls are bundled off for marriage at an early age, abbreviating their academic journey and thrusting them into adult responsibilities, as tradition reinforces the belief that a girl's primary role is within the home. These factors create a cycle of limited opportunities for young girls, perpetuating gender inequality in education. Governments and NGOs are tilling hard to address the challenges, but progress appears slow due to deep-rooted cultural practices. Maroua, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
And the government of Cameroon has been implementing initiatives aimed at reducing gender inequalities, particularly in enhancing girls' access to education. The ceremony in Garoua translates this commitment and represents one of the numerous actions undertaken by the Cameroon government to support the education of girls. Bertrand Sumba now highlights government's efforts to foster an equitable educational environment for the empowerment of young girls in Cameroon.
According to UNICEF, approximately 60% of rural girls in Cameroon are not enrolled in school. This significantly hinders their personal and professional development. Sociologists and other gender-sensitive organizations largely attribute the alarming situation to poverty, early marriages and pregnancies and patriarchal societal norms still in force in some conservative communities in the country. The government has recognized the gender-based discrimination and is actively implementing specific policies and programs aimed at effecting changes. A key focus of these initiatives is community awareness. The Ministry of Women Empowerment and the Family and other stakeholders work relentlessly to reduce, if not eliminate, early marriages, early pregnancies, and gender-based discrimination within the educational system. The establishment of women empowerment centers is effective for training girls in vocational skills. The UN Program for All is yet another achievement. Secondary and higher education institutions are encouraged to guide these young women towards promising scientific fields.
Thank you, Bertrand Osumba. And on to one of our other headline stories, ways to boost and spur African artistic and cinematography creativity challenged by the growing use of artificial intelligence are under reflection at a two-day international colloquium for the Ekanua Festival. Professionals in the domain are examining the impact of AI on cinematographic creations and its benefits to cinema. Our reporter Joyce Cleve Tata caught up with some participants at the conference to get their expectations during the conference. Her report.
Ekanua's 2024 International Colloquium has been described by participants as timely, and so they could not resist attending such a discussion.
Dr. Victor Taku from the University of Boya, Head of Department for Performing and Visual Arts. My expectations primarily focus on the new role that artificial intelligence is going to bring to our what we call cinematographic landscape. AI has come to stay. There's no way we can do without it.
Martin Jones, and I am the head of Austin Studios in Austin, Texas. So I run the movie studio. AI, as we say, the cat is out of the box, right? I hope that we can have a very good dialogue between the tech companies and the creators to make sure that it is not used to take away the work of people.
At the forum, experts will also examine artistic education, African languages, and scenario writing to revive the art of storytelling as a pedagogic tool in the age of artificial intelligence. A two-day meeting to look at how emerging technologies can transform productions.
And we are keen on getting the outcome. Thank you, Joyce Cleve Tata. On to sports, 30 local players shortlisted for the 2025 African Nations Championship qualifiers against the Central African Republic begin the first phase of training in Yaoundé today ahead of the double confrontation in December. The head coach of the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon, So Semplice, disclosed the list today in Yaoundé, stating that the training will run to the 1st of November. 3 goalkeepers, 10 defenders, 8 midfielders and 9 attackers make up the squad that will be reduced to 24 players at the end of the camp, coach So Semplice, in the following excerpt of an interview selected by Harrison Ashotiku, says the players that he's taken to the camp were outstanding last season.
It's the performances of the players of last season, their performances during pre-season tournaments that are going on everywhere. That's how we selected them. You know, the quality of our league is a debate. From this league, Amanko has signed in Tunisia. Etoga has signed out of the country. Emmanuel Munga in Denmark. Boris Kachi has just signed in Egypt. There are a lot of them who have quality. It's just that we need to believe, and I need that positive energy. The first stage is to qualify. I think we have a chance. We are playing in December, but they have set it a camp now us to have an idea of what we can add in December to have a very good sport.
And we're seeing sports where players of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have returned to club duties following the recent FIFA window, where they secured back-to-back victories against the Harambee Stars of Kenya and the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Manchester United's goalkeeper Andre Onana shined in their 2-1 win over Brentford of Brian Mbeumo, who has scored 6 goals in 8 matches of the English Premier League this season. Ben Collins Nyeberewo has details of the Indomitable Lions' performances in their different clubs.
The shortstopper of English Premier League giants Manchester United, Andre Onana, failed to keep a clean sheet, but his club recovered from a series of defeats and draws to overpower Brentford of indomitable Lions winger Brian Bomo, who failed to find the back of the net. Still in the English Premier League, Brighton of Cameroon midfielder Carlos Baleba travelled to impose a nerve-aching 1-0 defeat to Newcastle in one of their 8 matches over in France. Perhaps good news for the head coach of the flagship team of Cameroon, Mark Brice, and fans who watch defender Christopher Waugh play for 90 minutes with Rennes in their 1-1 draw with Brest. Another defender of the indomitable Lions, Jean-Charles Castelletto, captain of Nantes in French League One, played for 90 minutes in their 1-1 draw with Nice. Ivan Niu in the Spanish La Liga staged a 5-star performance in Madrid against home side Atletico. The midfielder scored the lone goal for his club this weekend, but they were beaten 3-1. In the Spanish Segunda Division, Martin Hongla played for 25 minutes as his club Granada thrashed Tenerife 4-0. All efforts from captain Vincent Aboubakar to equalize proved futile as his club Hatayspor lost by 2-3 to Sivasspor in the Turkish Super League. In the US Major Soccer League, fullback of Cameroon Noah Tolo was in action for his club Seattle Sounders as they drew 1-1 with Portland, while midfielder Boris Enos DC United was thrashed 4-0 by Charlotte Football Club.
Thank you, Ben Collins Newbero. We now bring you a reading of some press releases from the Ministry of Finance and our partners by FOC Babatunde.
Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minisecpay.cm. Enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to the 1st of December 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk, accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of the Taxation's website, which reads www.support.harmony2.cm. A messaging service specifically for taxpayers residing abroad through the phone number 691-881-881. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers, legal persons and legal arrangements that a nationwide awareness campaign on tax obligations relating to transparency and beneficial ownership will be organized from the 7th to the 29th of October 2024. The said tax obligations provided for by the 2023 finance law is part of efforts to combat tax evasion and money laundering. As a result, an IT platform has been put in place by the Directorate General of the Taxation to facilitate filing obligations by concerned taxpayers. Finally, the Minister of Finance invites concerned taxpayers to massively attend seminars organized to this effect in order to fully benefit from this awareness campaign. The Minister of Finance counts on the participation of all.
And now to NCR TV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories: breaking socioeconomic and cultural barriers to the education of young girls in Cameroon is the intent of government and her development partners, who have launched a project to donate 3,000 packs of didactic materials to vulnerable school-going females in 800 primary and secondary schools in the country's three northern regions challenged by a wide education gender gap. And the beneficial use of artificial intelligence for the growth and development of African cinema is in the fore as experts converged on Yaoundé for a series of activities to promote the Ekaw Noir Festival. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso-Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Eliane Matingoum. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Coopération policière entre le Cameroun et le Royaume d'Espagne, le délégué général à la sûreté nationale, Martin Bangangele, a lancé la première session de formation dans la lutte contre le terrorisme. C'était ce jour à l'école nationale supérieure de police de Yaoundé, en présence de l'ambassadeur du Royaume d'Espagne au Cameroun, son Excellence Ignacio Gracias Lomberas. Objectif, renforcer les capacités des forces de défense pour faire face aux défis actuels. Sensibilisation des organisations à but non lucratif sur les risques de blanchiment de capitaux et de financement du terrorisme. C'est l'objet d'un atelier qui s'est ouvert ce jour à Yaoundé. Les participants ont été édifiés sur le cadre juridique qui régit ces organisations au Cameroun ainsi que les types de financement qui existent dans ce secteur. Les travaux étaient présidés par le ministre de l'Administration territoriale, Paul Atanganji. Toujours en éducation, le gouverneur de la région du Nord, Jean Abate Eddy, représentant le ministre de l'Économie, de la Planification et de l'Aménagement du Territoire, a lancé la distribution de 30 000 kits scolaires en faveur des jeunes filles vulnérables au décrochage scolaire dans les régions du Nord, de l'Extrême Nord et de l'Adamawa. Il a par ailleurs invité la famille éducative à s'impliquer davantage pour accompagner cette action du gouvernement pour une meilleure protection de la jeune fille. En culture, écran noir, les activités se poursuivent à Yaoundé. Les créativités artistiques et cinématographiques africaines face aux défis de l'intelligence artificielle. C'est l'objet d'un colloque international qui s'est ouvert ce matin dans les locaux de la Maison de la Radio. Les travaux étaient présidés par le ministre du Travail et de la Sécurité sociale, Grégoire Ouna. En sa qualité de président du conseil d'administration, le ministre Grégoire Ouna a appelé les acteurs de l'industrie cinématographique à s'adapter à l'ère de l'intelligence artificielle. En sport, les Lions indomptables ont brillé en club ce week-end. En Première Ligue anglaise, André Onana et Manchester United se sont imposés face à Brentford de Brian Bemo, 2-1. En France, Christophe Wu a fait son grand retour dans l'équipe des Rennes après sa blessure lors du match contre le Kenya le 11 octobre dernier à Yaoundé. Ces nouvelles et bien d'autres seront développées au cours du 17-18.